This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I have a problem and I need everyone in... Oh, God. Do I need TX help? Might just be Aaron. Might just
Why?
Be listeners.
What? Okay. I'll help you.
Yeah.
I can do it.
TX hates school so much that I don't think I can involve you in things that involve education, even though this isn't fully education.
I don't hate all school, just college. And I don't hate... I just think a lot of people go to college when it's not necessary.
Okay.
Love high school, elementary school, preschool, love it. My son's preschool, the best.
Are you going to keep Forrest Gumping school names or can we move on? Preschool, vocational school.
Yeah.
Like school for the blind.
There's a Rocky Mountain Deaf School. I've wanted to take sign language classes there.
Okay. It's prom season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
My son is a senior.
Yeah.
Oh.
And as of this moment, he's like, I'm undecided, but probably meh.
Really?
He's not going to go. And he's never gone.
He didn't go last year? No. Why do I picture him wearing a tux with like tails? I picture the whole thing.
Because all dumb boys do that.
And he didn't?
No. Do dumb boys still do that?
I think so.
Because dumb boys still curl their hair on the top.
The mushroom.
The Mahomes. Yeah. Yes.
That's not a prom thing.
No, but it's just like just guys are just like, hey, this looks really stupid on all my friends, but it'll look good on me. I want it to look like, no.
It's just a trend. We have
yeah,
those
but don't
too.
Follow. Okay,
no, you I'm had saying a this, white suit or something.
No,
or like
I
a
had tails.
Blue.
I'm saying yeah. that I am the dumb person. I did the dumb thing. I went white on white on white. My Ooh. Cummerbund was white. My tie
you wore
was white.
A cummerbund.
Everyone wore it.
That's the
Do
dumb
you understand?
Thing.
Do you know what prom? Do you know?
He's wearing that because of purity, kids.
That's not what that is.
Okay. I think for you it was.
It was not.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Good
me.
Yeah, congrats. Wow.
I don't like that.
Will you? Okay, now even though I've insulted you at the beginning of this, will you back me up on tuxes?
Oh yeah.
It's,
yeah.
it's cummerbund or vest. I think like you. It's one or the other.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We had everyone wear vests. That was pretty popular.
But both are stupid.
No, I agree.
Yeah, a lot of suspenders. We were a lot
also
of,
stupid.
A lot of top hats. A lot of canes.
Suspenders are cool.
No, they're not. It's
yeah, canes. You don't need a cane.
No.
You're 17. Like you can walk fine. There's no
Did
reason.
Did you have
to
the
be...
thing on your socks? That's another thing they try to sell you.
The thing on your socks.
Oh, the that like holds it up.
Yeah, it's like a girdle for your sock. Like, look up sock girdle. It's a thing. It's like, if you've ever seen like a naked dude or like a dude.
Yeah, like a businessman.
Yes,
with
getting
it, yeah.
dressed and he's got a weird.
And they sit above the calf. So
yes.
They just keep,
and they're like, it's so.
That's
it's
so
the same
silly.
With suspenders. Just use a belt, idiot. What are you doing? Like,
or just
I
wear tights. A, if you're going to wear the socks, just wear tights then.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Like, why are you.
Or just get better fitting socks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
like for If I wear a suit. I usually buy a new pair of gold toe for that, like
oh,
for that
sure.
day, and then they go into the rotation with the rest of your socks. But on the day you wear a suit,
new socks.
Like if you catch me at a funeral or a wedding, those are new socks.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Just, I like it.
It's a good little. I like that. It's a hack.
Yeah, I mean, well, you want to wear a new pair of socks every single day, right?
That's my ultimate. Yeah, my yeah. ultimate. Because I would see people on Cribs do that. They'd open the drawer mm-hmm. and they'd rip the tag off every day. Brand new pair.
I just saw like a behind the scenes with Kane Brown. Is he a country guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's got like, I know we're not allowed to call them wife beaters. But he's got a drawer of that. It's just like new
an
wife beater
shirt, as they're called on the packaging.
Yes,
which is like an A shirt.
An A.
Even right. Haynes is like, really?
No, it's called a wife beater. But he's got he just puts a new one on for every like.
Ooh, that's cool. Yeah, because those get stretched out and
well,
yeah.
He takes them off and throws them to the crowd. Oh, he must be ripped underneath. I haven't seen him.
He is
like whatever. Anyway, the question is this: he also still doesn't have senior photos. I'm sorry.
Still. Really? We had people reach out saying that they would photograph him.
We did?
Yeah.
Can I just go to a listener and like let him photograph my kid?
Yeah. Why not? That's such a, probably go to prom with him too if you want.
No, with zero hesitation. Okay. So I'm just going to have a listener cruise by your house and shoot Hazel and Leo. I mean, shoot pictures.
No, we'll go to a field or something. We'll meet in a field.
Yeah.
Meet in a field. Yeah. So you want me to have Noah drive to a random field and let
you
listeners
You should
take...
go with.
Yeah, I trust our listeners. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I still got to get that done. But he's very resistant to it. He's like, "Do I have to pose?" And I'm like,
"Yeah."
Yeah, what are you gonna,
well, because like, you just, hoops dude, and you know how it is. We have to do the one, they're like, put your thumb partway in your pocket and then like flare out your other fingers. You're like, this is wholly un. I would never stand like this. That's, I don't know what girls do. Like, they have you curtsy
or
do stupid.
No, it's a lot of like the hands on the wall with like your hair down.
Yeah, it's always like, caress that wall for me real quick.
What?
Like, pretend it's you're trying to hear it. Put your ear against the wall.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah, gotta pretend you're crawling up it.
I'm never going to convince Noah to do that. I'm going to tell you right now, he'll never do
but
that.
But I think that's where he would actually enjoy it is if he went so far and like turned it into a meme.
But wouldn't it be better if I had like one of you shoot him?
I'd be willing to.
I'm just afraid if it's a stranger, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you won't be comfortable?
Yes. Or will he be more comfortable if it's a stranger? Because then he'd go, no, I'm not going to do that with my hand. I'm not going to pretend I can hear the wall.
I don't know. I don't know. But why doesn't he want to go to prom?
I don't know. Because at one point he was like, me and my buddies all went out. They went out to like Five Guys and they were there for like 5 hours. And I'm like, what is going on? He's like, we planned the whole thing. We're getting a bus. We're like doing this. And Noah doesn't drink, which I think is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his friends do, some don't, but he's just not into it. He's like, but we're still going to do the bus just out of safety. I'm like, I'll chip in.
Wow.
Let's get it done. Wow. And then I was like, what's the status on all that? He's like, I don't even know if I want to go.
What?
So wow.
That's the question.
What?
As you, the guy who doesn't believe in school, but you claim you like high school still, is it a good, do I let my son be who he is and say no to prom? Or do I go, because I just remember my parents drilled this into my head. High school is the best years of your life. High school is the best years of your life. And man, does that make a person depressed when like high school sucked.
Yeah.
Thank God my parents were wrong. Thank God. But I'm like, so they made me go to prom. And I was like, this sucks.
Really?
Did you go once?
Just once.
Just once.
Just exactly what I'm going to do to Noah and go, dude, this is your only prom.
I
and
think it's like, he but should it's go. Just to experience it.
To
drive,
experience
but
what?
Hold on. Have him drive himself, and then that way he can leave whenever he wants.
I don't like that.
Do they let you leave? There was like lockdown.
There are lockdowns at a lot of schools to keep you from going in and out and drinking.
Yeah, there's, like once there's you're inside, definitely you're like no re-entry. But that way, again, he can just leave.
I think you got to go. Because you can't.
For what?
You can't
what
go.
What did you get out of prom?
I went to 5 proms, so I got a lot. I kept trying. That's the answer.
I guess all I'm saying is my recollection of it, and I'm bad, but it's like you're pretending to be an adult.
Don't think so.
Yes, you are. You dress up.
You go
never
to a
dress
dinner,
up.
Yeah.
You pay for dinner. It's not your money. Like it's like the whole. You get a limo. You're not rich.
Our
like,
prom senior year, I think we went to like Chili's. Like just keep it very low key. And just,
if he doesn't want to go.
But that's, you have to twist. It's not pretending to be an adult. To me, it's like an escapism for children kind of thing. I don't know. Does that.
But is it an escape
just like
if
embrace,
I hold a gun to his head?
Embrace a childhood.
That's not an escape. It's
yeah,
like,
but you
have to go.
But you didn't want to go. You
And he doesn't want to go.
You did go.
He doesn't
go,
know if he doesn't want to go.
And now, I hated it.
But now you know that because you went.
So I have to make him go to know how much he doesn't want to go. Do you hear how stupid
kinda,
that is?
Just like you gotta, like kids have to go through a breakup. We can tell you like a breakup's really hard. It, like your heart, having a broken heart is tough. But until they go through it themselves, they don't know. And he might have a good time.
Or he might hate me forever. All right, you guys decide. Is Noah going to... This makes it even worse.
This is terrible.
You want to take Noah to prom?
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
Nine.